Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, October 25th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. 5 days to go until the October event on Tuesday, October 30th, and special event banners are already starting to go up at the Brooklyn Academy of Music at the Howard Gilman Opera House in New York City. That's one perk of not having the event at C Jobs Theater. Decorations for the expected iPad Pro and Mac event include splashes of color over the windows, which double as a way to hide the activity inside, and an Apple logo being mounted outside of the BAM entryway. The event starts at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern time on Tuesday morning, and if you're on Twitter, Apple has some new graphic animations along with the usual event reminder tweets to promote the event. Some Apple stores will even host viewing sessions, although you have to sign up to save a seat ahead of time. And Niantic, the developers behind Pokemon Go, have announced a new feature coming to the game that will finally give you credit for fitness activity when you're not playing the game. Adventure Seek is a new feature coming to a future version soon that will give you credit for steps even when the game is closed. Steps help you hatch eggs for gaining new characters and earn candy that lets you level up your Pokemon. Niantic will use activity data from the Apple Health app on iPhone and the Google Fit app on Android. Pokemon Go could already write to the Health app when using the Pokemon Go Apple Watch app, which doesn't work very well, but this is the first time Niantic will read step data from the Health app as part of the game. The game will also send push notifications when buddy Pokemon find candy and eggs are about to hatch, a move that removes friction for players, encourages healthier lifestyles, and that Niantic likely hopes will increase gameplay. And in Sweden, a 34-year-old man named Gustavo Rodriguez is crediting his Apple Watch Series 4 with helping save his life. Rodriguez says he was cooking over a stove when acute back pain that he'd never experienced made him fall to the floor. His Apple Watch detected the fall and offered to call local emergency services. He managed to drag himself out of the kitchen to his couch in the living room, but his phone was in another room and he was still having trouble moving from the pain. He used his Apple Watch to call his mother-in-law nearby, who turned off the stove, and paramedics brought him to the hospital, where he received a morphine shot for acute back pain. Apple Watch Series 4 has a feature that will automatically call emergency services if it detects a fall and you don't respond to the alert within a minute. Apple Watch fall detection is automatically enabled on Series 4 for customers who are 65 or older, and you can turn it on manually in the Health app on iPhone if you're under 65, although Apple warns that some activity could be mistaken for falls with more active customers. The feature also notifies your emergency contact based on the Health app and shares your location when a fall is detected and the watch user is unresponsive. Apple Watch can also easily call emergency services like 911 by holding down the side button below the digital crown for several seconds. The SOS feature requires a nearby iPhone on Apple Watches without LTE, and models with active cellular service can make and receive phone calls even away from the iPhone. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.